Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Colin Buick has joined me from Off the Ball to talk about the weekend sport, and we'll talk about Celtic first of all.
Oh my God, Pat. Wilfred Nancy, the new Celtic manager, has been disastrous. Three games in three different competitions and three defeats. The most recent, the Scottish League Cup final yesterday.
Bring back Blessed Martin.
Oh my God. St Mirren 3, Celtic 1. St Mirren's first trophy since 2013. But it's all about Celtic here in this part of the world in terms of the narrative. Like you say, bring back Martin O'Neill. Would he come back again? Maybe. Wilfred Nancy, it's been a disastrous start to his reign, but the problems go way beyond the manager, Pat, and the players. It's the board and their relationship with the fans, which is non-existent. There's no communication. And yesterday was the latest low in a terrible campaign for Celtic.
Okay, we'll stay with football, with soccer, and go to the Premier League.
Yeah, so at the top of the table, I want to bring our attention to here. Right, so after 16 games, Arsenal remain top with 36 points. Man City are second with 34 points. And Aston Villa third with 33 points. They're on an unbelievable run of games. They've won 10 of their last 11 Premier League games. It's the best run they've ever had in the Premier League. Arsenal were very poor against Wolves on Saturday night, who are probably the worst team in Premier League history.
It was extraordinary. They win. All three goals were scored by Wolves.
Oh, yeah, a couple of own goals to help Arsenal win the game.
Arsenal won 2-1, but
yes.
With Wolves scoring all three.
Man City went to Crystal Palace and they won 3-0. Erling Haaland with another couple as well. And then the Tyne-Wear derby, Sunderland beat Newcastle with another own goal. Nick Valdemada, the probable cult hero at Newcastle at the moment. So loads of action. Chelsea won, but Enzo Maresca was complaining afterwards about a lot of noise around the club. So there's an awful lot happening.
And what about Mo? Is it farewell Mo? Have we seen the last of him in a red shirt?
He comes on against Brighton. They win 2-0. He sets up the second goal, which means he has the most goals involvement in Premier League history for one club, beating Wayne Rooney's record. He waved to the fans afterwards. He shared that video on his social media accounts, and the Liverpool players looked like they were trying to tee him up for a goal. He goes to the Africa Cup of Nations this week. Will we see the end of Mo, or just the end of Mo for a while at Liverpool? Time will tell.
Now, let's talk the Champions Cup in rugby, and we saw both Leinster and Munster doing well.
Yeah, so if you take it back to Friday night, Leinster went to Leicester, Welford Road, and won 23 points to 15. They were 15.6 down at half time, so Leinster scored unanswered in that second half. It ended up being a pretty good win in what was a very flawed performance. The scrum was off, they were conceding loads of penalties, and the handling wasn't great. But they got the job done in a tricky game away to Leicester.
And there was a lot of wind involved as well.
It was horrible conditions, just like where it was in Cork, Super Value Parky Cueve there.
I thought Parky Cueve on the telly looked really splendid.
It looked beautiful. But then Jack Crowley, the Munster out half, said afterwards, people might not realise watching this on television, but the wind was a significant factor in this game. It was a dour affair in the first half particularly, Pat. It was only 7-3 at half time, but Munster ended up winning 31-3. They ended up being quite impressive when Gloucester got their second yellow card of the game. Some beautiful handling by Alex Nankivell, particularly in centre. So they got a couple of nice tries, but it was a deeply flawed performance by Munster. Regardless, both Leinster and Munster won in the Champions Cup.
Now, the most important events of the weekend were probably the Athletics. Not a lot of people might be regular fans of Athletics, but they would have seen on the telly, RTE2 had the European Cross Country Championships, were happening in Portugal.
Yeah, let's run through this. So it's the first time that Ireland have a podium finished in 25 years here. So they got a silver. So this is Brian Fay, Ephraim Gaday, Cormac Dalton, Jack O'Leary and Dara McElhenney helped Ireland finish 10 points behind Spain in the team event to get their silver medal. So it was a pretty outstanding display in the team event. And then Ireland also came up with four medals overall, including gold from Nick Griggs.
Won gold in the under-23s.
That's right, yeah.
And he won it comfortably. I mean, he was well ahead. He looked around a couple of times. He didn't need to. There was no one chasing him at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, in the under-20s, Emma Hickey won bronze in that. under 20, but she's 16. That's all.
It's remarkable.
Only 16. She's remarkable.
The world of athletics within Ireland at the moment is very, very promising. We saw Kate O'Connor as well in 2025 up for Sports Person of the Year, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, there was one disaster, and that was in the mixed relay. I don't know whether you've seen this event where you can start with a man or a woman, and all the teams started with a woman. And then I think Turkey was the only one that started with a man, and that gave the second person, who was a woman, a great lead, but they reeled her in very quickly.
Yeah.
But we had a disaster in the changeover where our male runner crashed into our third runner, and she fell to the ground. And I mean, they'll be recriminated against each other, I imagine, because he came in like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
And she wasn't moving. She was stationary, and you have to really move.
But that's been the only negative theme of Irish athletics this year, is that we've seen mixed relays, mix-ups a lot, actually, at the moment, with that exact thing. The problem is the handover. So it's been an issue there. But overall, it was a really good weekend for
Irish
athletics.
Often talk about NFL on this programme, no, but we have to today.
We might have a star here, Pat, to contend with. County Down's Charlie Smith. We talked about him a couple of weeks ago. He's just won the game for New Orleans Saints, in case people missed this in the NFL overnight, a 47-yard field goal with 6 seconds left on the clock as the Saints beat Carolina Panthers 20 points to 17. If you look online, all his teammates are serenading Charlie Smith in what a legend he's been coming at that team very quickly. And then very briefly, Scotstown there won their first Ulster Senior Football Championship in 36 years. They beat Kilcoo after extra time, 19 points to 16.
Any other significant GAA results at the weekend?
That was the main one, actually. Rory Began scored 11 points from goal, all off the tee. Yeah,
my goodness.
Incredible. Yeah.
Great stuff. Colin Buick from Off the Ball. Thank you very much for...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.